Sim Cochrane, exemplary sugar of nation Tamil Afghan, Bom Hamu Awesome, things that are repulsive. The crop of this is Gemona by Zod, Absam Ches, the Gemona brings down on the Akbar, the fell inside Shechur inside beer. The Gemara brings down that Rav said it was Osir. The Gemara is beep shot and why did Rav say the act of falling to appear is Osir? One brings down from Sheshis that even though we hold nation Tamil of Gan should be Motir, but here it's Osir. The fact that Torah came along and says something that's Mois, a Dile Inchi, and Torah says Osir, you also come to Asir. But the Gemara, I have to say it's Mois, I Ula Shulchan Malachim. We have a Mechal between the act of the Davro and the act of the Moso. Again, we have one Malach. That over here comes say specifically next time of Gan will be Osir. The second Malach comes Rava. He says really next time of Gan should be Mutter. However, is a Sophic number one. Maybe over here it would be a Paskin. He's Paskins of Sheshes. Rav Paskin the Shukah next time of Gan Patrick the Madi Omer next time of Gan is Osir. That means we know it's Machlok Shem Meir versus Shimon, and the Halacha of Rav is a Paskin of Meir. We don't pass like that. Or a third option comes Rava and says. The Gemara is mamshich a case of an act of fell inside vinegar. Kimler of Kana and says it's osir. Gemara says amuta yamartit. The Gemara ends off id by id both cases were the case of an act of fell inside shecher or act of fell inside vinegar. Loch is the case of shisha. That means maestro comes out. We have three tools on why the case of an act of inside shecher should be osir. Number one, even though it's left kam, still the Torah asks specifically in this case gets the act for. Second, Mahalach is Lefkam, and we pass against Mutter, and Rav holds Lefkam is also like her mayor. And third, the case of Lashvach. The first shaila is that the most Mesupik is a Akron Tzad Sheikhel Lefkam or Lashvach. The obvious question is go taste it. There's Mani Gemara, Tzadik Zayin, says go give it to Kvela. Go give it to Goy. So go over to Goy, give him beer with no Akron inside, give him beer with an Akron inside, and tell him to taste it. Is there the Shvach was Lefkam? You don't trust him, give it to 10 Goyim. Go see what happens over here. There's other cases on the page of Daf Samach Tes, he asks this question. Now his answer is a little bit ambiguous. The words are, it's Mechazik is a Sheikher, or Machamtsoy, and we're not sure what's Mechazik it. Is it the actor itself makes it Lishvach, or the thing itself makes it Lishvach? So we're not sure what makes it Lishvach. Therefore, we're Mustapik, which is not, again, not clear. Go see, go taste different beers over here. It's not clear what Tosfos exactly means. Coming in the Sefer of the Sugya, and he says that Yisoid, he gets involved in the concept, but let's say something Be'etem is L'shvach. He points out this case of Akva the Shechor was Oyla Shulchan Malachim. Maestro kings drank it, and they can drink whatever they want. So Vlad is a case of L'shvach. However, the idea of Akva inside your food is Mois. Persons cut by it. People who know about it, they stay away from it. A gam tastes great. So the Gemara's question is, when you have a yediyah and you know that there's an akva inside your beer, does that make it under the category of lofgam? That means the Eilei Shulchan Malachim would taste great. But on the day, you know, ich, it's an akva, ich, it's a elephant, ich, it's whatever animal you want over here, it's a cat over here, so maybe that's under the category of lofgam. Therefore, said in the tziv, that's the Gemara's suffix over here, about it tastes great. But I want the category to put under, because the maisa person is a moist for kutzpah. Now, this is a chazmish discussing this. He sounds like a machber. Coming to the Bali Shulchan, he points out whether it's a loshon of Shulchan Aruch, get a loshon of Gimel. The loshon over there is that the case of Namol, Mizrumi, Tushim, Shkol Adam, Boydomem, Lim Usam. People stay away from them. Sounds like the loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, Tzav Gimel, that people stay away from them. It's not the taste per se. The fact, the bugs, Zrumim, ants over here, we stay away from them. He points out that some loshon of the Gemara is what? The person is Mois, Ubdila, Inshimnei. So you want to tell the Chesmon Shavoy, the Ged of Lefkam, the Chiddush over here is Lefkam. Why? Because the idea, the knowledge of the person makes it over here a case of Lefkam. He does point out about the Shulchan come out of Chiddush. Let's say a person does not know that the bug's inside, and Maisa tastes great. For him, Maisa goes serve it to him, he has Isser inside, and only the case of Shishim. The person does know about it, the bottle arrives. Won't be a case of Lefkam. Won't first be also, first be a Mutter. It says Timus HaPoiskim, not Mashkabay, Sarachim. We want to say a Yisraid over here, that Lefkam means your knowledge, it makes it, ugh, stay away from it. Building upon this, Maisa has brought down the Chashukhi Chemed. One time there was a cat that fell inside the Cholent in a certain Mosad, and the Shabbos morning, and the question was, can you go eat the Cholent now? Now, in the case of Shishim, and the Shali gets involved with, Maisa is first a cat with gamul l'shvach. Gets about on the lichluch on the outside of it. What he gets about the question is, let's say it is l'shvach, but the idea of knowing about it makes it l'fgam, because a person will not want to have a cat inside his cholent. It gets involved with that certain people do not know about, then be osir, other people do know about, be mutter. It gets goes back and forth about the end of Tzarachim, what defines the definition of l'fgam and l'shvach. You're based upon the idea of a person. And again, the Baal Shulchan points out that reading Gemara and then Sir says away, the idea of the person makes something of gam, why? It's not the be'etzim, the teishavai. It's the knowledge that this animal is inside, or this bug is inside the food, makes it a case of lufgam. Now the Gemara comes along as mechabitin a case of akva, the davro, is oile shvach, oile shopalochim, and akva, the mosel. Now the oile makes teaching akva, the davro, is a country mouse, they're very cute, and akva, the mosel, is a city rat. Pretty disgusting, that's what one's good, what's not good. Maisaware, Rashi says Akva Davro. He says Pirish Rashi Esquirrel. The way have the Lazi Rashi, like says it's Sinai, which if you want to take out the Oscar Gemara or take out the Daf al Daf, it says it's a case of a squirrel. A squirrel is a case over here that's nation time of Shvach. And the most case Akva Damosa, the case of a Sophic, is a case of a rat. Which makes more sense. Squirrel is a little bit cute over here. So a squirrel is a case of a Shvach, other Shulch Malachim. Masha Ike, a case of Akva Damosa. Now, Akva the Davro, what is the Loch HaRei Paskin? So the Mechaber is very clear. He comes and says, Leis Tam L'Shvach. And that way, the Rashba, and afterwards, the Pichodesh, the Pitoyer, the Placing, others go this way. Jack points out, it's not that simple. First of all, you read the Sugyo, it's not that clear that's the Maskono. It's not Mukh the way. Maybe it's still Lichel again of a Shlopik. Maybe a scroll is Lufgam or L'Shvach. Vodi points out, read numerous Rishonim, they say the word Akva, the Namachav, the Davro, the Mosso. It says, the Riff, read the Rambam, the Ravon, the Rosh, the Torah, the Namachalik. Therefore, he wants to tell you that both of them should be Nichol and Gedev or Sophic, whether the case of Akva Davro or Akva Damoso. Now, just the way to answer back the Shas Rayo, the fact that you showed him Namachalik, the way the Minchas Yaakov brings down from the Tosfos Yontif, the case of the Davro is a case of what happens. You fall inside the barrels. Where are the barrels? Inside your house. In your house, you usually have rats, mice. But the scroll is usually not there. So it's not a common case to fall inside something that's inside in your house when they're not usually around. Therefore, when it says, since the davar is not shriach, you shouldn't be not mechalik. It's one way of answering. Bichodesh says, the reason we're not mechalik is either one, maisa the roser, side the davar or side the mosso. We get to that gemino, why to argue the pichodesh. A third way, the way the archashulon says, stam akvar is akvar the mosso. Unless you speak it out clearly, it's akvar davar, is akvar the mosso. So three ways of answering back to shach. And then at the end of the day, the Maishna Shach goes like the Bach, and there is no chil between Akva Davro, Akva Damoso, whether it's scroll or red over here. The Goin goes this way, the Chavdas goes this way, Chachmasam goes this way. And the Chodan Afkamina will be the Loch and the Gear to Sif Beis. In Sif Beis, you come along and say that things that are delicate, like Yain and Shemin, Mufusamin, they have a special fragrance to it. The Loch over there will be that things that are suffered, Nish from Tamlo or Shvach, will come along to be Makel by cases Shemin and Yain. Then Shach in parentheses will come out. If you hold the case of Akva the Davro as the case of Neish Tam L'Shvach, will be Machmer in Sepeis. Because we know it's still in the case of L'Shvach. However, Kamal L'Shvach says, once I go according to my mouth, the equal the Davro and the case of the Demosel, both in the case of a Sophic, a Kamal the Loch will be that both them will have the case of a Kula by the case of Shem and the case of Yain. Then it comes out the Nafkamina of Akva the Davro that even though could be Eilu Shulchan Malach, we're not sure, but the Shvach, Nafkamina will be the Loch and Sif Beis. Now, what comes out over here in the case where you have Shishim, the Maisha should be Motor. Let's say it's Shishim, but still it's moist to you. Maisha had bugs that fell inside, had rats inside, squirrels, cats inside. What's the Loch and you have Shishim, and it's moist to you? Do you say to him, Machmei Nichol again about the Tashkas? Maisha, go eat it, how can you throw it out? So the Shach in the end of surveys, the Sukkot Ches, you begin on Isabet Aruch. You have no why it's discussing over there. Isabet Aruch, right? If it's moisty day, the loch is even Shishim does not work. You have a din about the Shachzu. That means sometimes people have how can they eat it? And the Rav says the mice that's mutter and it bothers is for Ekel to him. Mice the Shach says that way. About the Shachzu for Ekel, they have a right to. What time of the Pesachim? Knesset Gedolah, Pirchodesh, Minchas Yaakov. Chavdas, Chachmosodim, Masham, Yad Yudah, the Bingdown, that you have a right to come along and say to me it's moist, even if you is this, even bezman is there, if you use for ekel, the Gemara says shishim chazal, fine, shishim is very good, but me it bothers. L'chor, yeah, a person should not eat it. What? Be nisr. L'chor, okay, it's about the shaksu. Or maybe about shaksu abom, not the rice, but about the shaksu. Now the Shulchan Aruch is a mamshich over here in the case of akva demosel. There's three cases over here. There's a case of there is no nesinas tam, a case of tzeinim, was less than 24 hours. A second case where there's only tam, either a case he says it's boiling hot, or a case of kavush kavusol 24 hours, and there is no moshes inside. It says either you take it out of the akva in its whole, or you took it out with pieces and you masal in it, or in the case he says with nimuch legamri. Then they look at the case of shishim. A third case, when there's little small pieces left inside, then the ma'aseh is also even above shishim. That means three things. It says tzeinim is mutter, tam is shishim, small pieces are filled by alfalai bottle. Now, the shal is why that's all filled by alfalai bottle, little small pieces, what's the kimt over here? So Makoy, again, is very clear from the Gemara, Daf Samach Tes. They came along in the akva found inside chaymitz, and Avkana says, it's osir, why, ahu, amartutay, amartut. So what does the word amartute and martit mean? Two malchum among the Rishonim. Rashi says over here it means little small pieces of the sheret is cut up. Where choshes come along that maybe you ate each one by itself. Chosh dema b'leya chaticha sheret by the chaymitz, and therefore come along to aser it. Come along the ran, and he said, understand, chashi osim ratayro, who cares of the small pieces over here, what's the chilek over here. Therefore he disagrees, and he has two other malchum. One he himself says, in the Yish Mephoshim Ramban, the case of Marti Martuta means you leave it in for a long time, and therefore be a case of Lishvach. Or another Malachi being down for the Ran, and Marti Martuta means you take off the Cyrus, take off the hairs of this Akvar, therefore now is a case of Lishvach, and therefore come up to me also. Marti Martuta means take off the hairs. So again, so we have two other Malachi, it might be very clear on the page that all the places can go like Rashi, Malach, and Martuta, Martut means small pieces, and not leaving it a long time, or not moving the hairs, means leaving it to small pieces. Now that small pieces, the obvious question is, why is that bottle and shishim? We know the basics. With my moshe's bottle roiv, tab bottle and shishim. Why do we only have a locha filled by elfai bottle? Well, the second question is, are we discussing daf the shmen and shirotzim, or is this the gate to all isurim over here? Two different questions over here. And two different mahalchim over here. That's the taz and the shach nekus hakesim over here. So first, let's start with the taz. He points out that Agam the Ramos sounds like we're discussing Dafka by the Shmona Shrotzim. He says that's incorrect. Varaya is brought down over here, in this Rehetter, not by the case of Shrotzim. Bring another Raya, places case of Rakhle Dvorim is not Shmona Shrotzim. He has another Rakh in the case of the Ram. So what is the Kimt over here coming to be Machmer when there are little small pieces? So he says, you say over here, the case over here when it's Nicker, you can't see it, but Eashalhoiti, we cannot take it out. It's thick pieces over here, Michael of thick liquid over here, you can separate it. Example, Lushabas oizen, Lusabas oizen. You have a case over here of black pepper inside your food, all over your food. So you have all these smaller pieces, you can't take them out, just all around the place, but you see them clearly. So what is that nichel in the category of teruvos? Something that is something you can't take out, so is that a mixture? Might say it's nicker. So something that's nicker they cannot take out, you have all these little small pieces of the shirotzim inside, this akvar, they can't take out, what is that? So he wants to come along and say, that's the soid of the chiddush over here, the Shulchan Aruch, if you cannot take out, it's nicker, if you have my bottles, not to reverse. Again, the taz is mamshach, and it sounds like it's a machlok shushainim, it's simit kufta as well. The loch over there, when you have a case of chema, butter, with kum, with whey inside, and over there you cannot separate the kum from the butter, the metzias over there is to make chemo cannot be made out of chazer. Chemo only can be from a kosher animal. So the chemo is kosher. The kum, the way inside, that's a chshash of treif. So over there, what's halacha? Come along to the Rambam and says you have chemo with a chshash of treif inside, the mindset's osir. Rambam, very good, snicker. The yeshloitzi is osir. However, come along to the Rashba and says, since you cannot take it out, it's bottled. Sound like the Rashba. The comment's very clear. You have a way over here. Still a case of bittul. So end of the Taz, the Mechalik, it says, Yesh Mechalik. The case over here, where they have these little pieces of shirotzim inside, it says it's shach to be eaten by itself. Sounds that way from Rashi, shach to be eaten by itself. Mash eken, the chemo of the kum, you take out the kum, no one's eating the kum. The other way you're eating the kum is together with the chemo, with the bud over here. since you're eating them together, it's came the idea of bitul. You're associating eating the chamo. There's a bitul of the kum to the chamo. Mashekim the sherets is shark to be eaten by itself. Therefore, even the Rahat will agree in that case nikka v'efshalaitzi coming to be machmer. Maisa comes along, we have a yisoid over here that we discussed in Simakuf. We have 18 cases of afilu efshalaitzi bottle. In the last case, a case of shorts, according to Shach Taz over here, the things that nikka, they cannot take out. The loch is the maisa afilu efshalaitzi bottle. Now, what defines the definition of nikka? The chunma different cases, the way that you're going to bring it down from the chaskoin, something that you see. Black pepper, something that you see. Snicker, EF Lahitzi, Afil Belfly bottle. The way the Pichodish makes a shekel, the going to say over, case of Mishmash Yad. You can sense it with your hands. If you've gotten the words of Chaznish, you can sense it with your mouth. Your tongue senses over here, you sense it. The way the Yad Huda by the Shulchan says, no, Machlik is discussing the Kimtas. Any way that snicker, whether through your eyes, or through your senses, through your hands, through your mouth, that's nif in the category of Nicker EF Lahitzi. A common galoch is to be Machma Afil Belfly bottle. That's the Taz. Coming with the Shach, on the Shach, and the Kursa Kesev, Nila Maisa sounds like he's arguing with the Kifas on the Sisoid. At the end of the day, if you cannot take it out, there should be a case of a bottle. Should be a bottle. You can't take it out, it's a mixture. It's a bottle. The only Shal I have is Maskoda, the Kursa Kesev. He asked the Kasha, where do a Taisa as a case of Irakli Devoir? Taisa a case of there, Irakli Devoir, but should be also, you see it. Not a case of Shimon Shorotzim. So the Shach, the Kursa Kesev, asks his Kasha upon himself. And his first text, he says that Einenu Royas, our eyes see the Rakhli Dvorim, therefore it's also. Sounds like, at least in the first text, that he agrees to the side of the Taz, if your eyes see it, the Ef Shalahitzi, might come up to be Machma over here. So you have to know exactly where the, if the Shach argues a local Maisa, at least on the Taz, this aspect, Nikri Ef Shalahitzi. Fine, but Maisa, Shach in the Shulchan Aruch, he certainly does argue. That means the Pshat Shulchan Aruch, the Taz education is Nikri Ef Shalahitzi. It's not Nichol Get a Bittul. That's the Kimto. It's negate, not the Shmash Shvotim, negate to all Easter. That's the Taz. Kamal Shaka says no. It's a Dim Yuchid and Shvotim. That means we know the things that get to Malkus. There are something called Kezayis, there's a Kabeya, and there's Shvotim is Kadosha. That means the Sigil of the Vela to get Malkus is a Kezayis. The Gerta, what is the Is over there? They point out that Is is not mitzad the Vela Shemoi. Is the Issa mitzad the Gavro? Ain't a chilapot mitzayis. For me to be getting Malkus, as for either Shirk Kezayis, not mitzad the Vela, mitzad the person. Ain't a chilapot mitzayis. The Gerta Shirotzim, the Shia Vadosho, is not mitzad the person. It's the Gerta Tumo, the Gerta Achilo. It's mitzad the Chshivas of the Torah is Machshir Shirotzim, the Shia Kadosho. Mitzad the Chetz of Shavoy. Kain, the idea of burial. Torah is machshir the sugya of burial. Therefore, the loch is going to Malkus, get English for it, even though it's a small thing, it's a shear. So, come on the Pashas of the Ramah, as I'm going to point out, the loch of Adosha by Shuotim is like the sugya of Simakuf, the sugya of burial, the chshiv is mitzvah the chesed Shabbat. And therefore, the Dwisha, the Mashal, and the Bach, as the Shach calls that Malach, say it's a dim yuchad over here in Shmona Shuotim. Anything as a shear of Adosha, that's why the Shmona Shirotzim Dafko, that will say Loch Afil Be'elzai Bottle. That means it's a new Yisrael over here that Shirotzim come along and say the concept over here, that something over here that is a Sheretz per se, if it's a Shir Kadosh or Afil Be'elzai Bottle. The Taz does Isk upon him, and the Maestro says, why is Sugir Nei Tamlof Gam? It's the wrong place, to be some Kuf over here. Finally, we have to answer the question. But come along, that means what's a Loch of Amartit Martutai? Two Mahalchim among the Taz and the Shach, two set Mahalchim. The way the Taz comes out, you say to be here, something's Nikir, EF Shalahitzi, in Nichol in the category of Nikir, not Aruvos, therefore there's no Bittul. And therefore they get to all these serum. However, the Shach comes and says, no, it's a Dimmi Yuchid in Shrotzim. Shrotzim has a Cheshimus of Adoshim, like Sugi of Burial. And therefore, a fellow by Elfly Bottle, the Yuchid of Sugi of Shrotzim over here.
It's Kadosh.
Kadosh. Tav Kadosh.
There are
moments that
he has
Dal Tzir.
If it's
my Kira Tzir,
what is that?
He has Iyash Lot Tzir. What happened to Iyash Lot Tzir? Now, Lamai says something is Nikir, Iyash Lot Tzir. So, again, the Taz is very clear to Aser. Yad Yudel Lamai wants to go like the Shach. It said, and they, it's the Teruah, it's the Maisa, it's Motor. Maisa is Motor. Minchas Yaakov brought down the Chochmas Odom, one said to make him have some rubo. The Shach and the Kutzik Yisrael Yishlov was Maskodes. The Meisel, the Chorim, seem to be Choshev the Taz. Chassam Sofer asked it, the Graz, the Baruch HaShulchan, Chal HaShulchan, the Bada HaShulchan, the Chaz Nish. They come along Meisel, they asked it, at the end of the day, say, the Loch is, first in Nikir, Yishlov, it's not Nikir, it's not Nikir, it's not Nikir, it's not Nikir, it's Sifal is discussing a sugya when you have an akva found inside Shechor and Chaimitz. Again, the loch is Aydi Aydi B'Shishim, that's the Gemara. The next two Sif, Mr. Bezis of Gimel, we're saying akva inside Shechor. The loch is Shechor and Chaimitz is Dafka Ula Dafka. That's what we said Bez. What about Shah Mashkin? And Sif Gimel discussed the other around when it says akva is an akva Dafka Ula Dafka. Well, it's Ruven and other things you Tashim could do. The first Sif Bez, Sif Gimel will be better next Chabura. Sif Gimel next to the Sipes, discussing first the case over here, Akva fell inside Mashko. Now, as far as I see, there are like 10 different Mashkos floating around over here. First, Gemara's case is Chaimitz, very clear, Aydi v'Shishim. Akva inside Chaimitz, Maisei Paskin v'Ada Shishim, why not for the Shvach l'Ofkam, Maisei Wachi Machmer, Shach says, is either Ibar the Gemara, and if we get him suffered, come to me Machmer. The second case, the Mechalik, the case is Sheikher and Beer. Now, Gemara puts the two together, but commonly Yad Yudin says there are two different types of beer. This is Beer Bezman Chazal. This is Beer Bezman his times in the 1800s. This Bezman Chazal, the beer was something that he says chumsis, was similar to a case of vinegar, had a tangy taste over here, and therefore in that situation come up to be machmer. Masha Inkin, our beer, wrote down the Dark Yeshuva, says made from soil from barley, has a ged of yain, and we'll see the loch by yain the mice to be makel. He also the nice of camel mice can be makel. Now Mino will get to in the Lachatz of Gimel, next time, let's say you find a bug inside your coarse beer, or your Heineken, whatever you drink, pick your poison, anything that you drink over here, is there going to be a case of Shishim, or a case of Raif? The Maisel, come on, get me out, you know what, Heine, our beer will not have the Chumrah of the beer of Bezman Chazal. They point out, Baruch HaShulchan, at the same time the Yad Yehuda, printed the same, safe at the same time in the Yad Yehuda, the 1880s, and the Maisel, they come on, and says the Lach, as is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, he came along and said, Locha beer, the mice is a case of Shishim over here. So it's, and both of the Rosho, Pasha discussing both the same type of beer over here. So as Pasha says, the Baruch Shulchan points out, it seems that Pasha with Chor is not like the Yad Yudah, what I'm the Daka Shuva. Chor, all beers will have this Chumra over here, that the case of Akva falls inside the mice of Shishim. And if we don't get to Sif Gimel, what happens to the other bugs that fall inside the case of your beer? The third case is a case of Yayin Vishemin, the Akh fell inside, so that's before Shirambam. It says since it moves Samim, it's very has fragrance, so it's very delicate over here. Then was a case of Nasin Tamil Gam, brought down by the Ramban, the Rajva, the Ritva, the Torah, the Chabah, the Paiskim afterwards all bring down. The Yayin Vishemin is delicate, Nasin Tamil Gam. Agam, the case of Akhfid the Davra, what the loch is, according to the Machaber, Khamat Lukhur, Akhfid Davra, Nasin Tamil Shvach, Bishishim. According to Shach, what he writes in parentheses, I say, case of Akhfid the Davra, Nichol again, or Sofer, and then when the Shach come out, also here will be a case, a category of the Kula, Nasin Tamil Gam. A fourth case is a case of Dvash. You have to know why the Machaber left out, but the word the Rambam is Nofali Yain, Shem, or Dvash. And we know already from the Loch of Simukov Gimels of Dalid that Dvash is also very delicate over here. And therefore, the Shach and Taz bring down Yom Shlomo, Dvash has the same category as Yain and Shemin. And therefore, since it's very delicate, also has a getter, Nish Tam of Kam, the bottle, the Tam over here. A fifth case is the Rosh's case of Shumon. Now, the case of when Akva saw inside Shumon, the way the Beis Yosef, how he puts it under, it sounds like he's saying Shumon is an example for the Klolius, all cases of Shah Mashkin. The way the Mor puts it under, he puts it under the category of Shumon by itself. So it's not clear what where to put it under. Is Rosh a example of Shumon or all cases? Maisel, Beis Yosef, after being down the Rosh, the Mamshech, and says, however, the Rambam and the Rajbo and the Beinu in Svart in France, the Meister and Meikel, therefore the Meister Mechaba left out the case of Shumon. It's under the category of Nes Tam Lofgam. Therefore, the Meister Svart, Pichodosh, the Vetzedek, and Chaim, Nes Tam Lofgam. Atzad Hasheni, the Amoy, he's Mamshuch, brings down Yish Machmirim, goes to different cases of the Rosh over here. At the end of the day, he says only the Mok Mehefzik Godel person can be Meikel by the case of Shumon. That's the Ikar of the name Ashkenaz go, the Chesyakov, the Bach, Kiregel, Chochmasodom, Pim Godom, Yad Yehuda, Agam, Rav HaShulchan wants to make it, but Ikhli wants to say, oh, make it by Hefzim Rubo. A sixth case over here, the Chanim bring down, and the Chesach will bring down the Chodshani, Pim Godom, the case of Chemo. The Chemo long time, the Chemo is in the category of Shumon. The other says the Beis Meir, the Chochma Zadim, and others come out depending upon the Nei Svarim and the Ashkenaz. Nei Svarim will make up by the case of Shimon, will make up by the case of Chamor. The Ashkenaz will be Ikka say only the Efsim movement, make up by the case of Shimon, or did by the case of Chamor. A seventh case is the case of whiskey. When I act from falling inside of whiskey, what is that? Is that under the category of Shrecher Chaimitz? And therefore, come up with Machman in the case of Shishim? Well, no, under the category of Yain, it's very delicate, and there will be a case of Bottle Baroiv. So there's an absolute avoidance of Chok Mazog, they want Taino, it's like Shrecher Chaimitz whiskey. Has the same burning taste to it. Maybe the Akra helps it out. It's a case of Lashrach, in the case of Shishim. Masham brings down Absalom Voidna, brings down the Chokh Mazadim, he wants to scree, he says where you're getting it from. Brings down Meskel, the other mice to be Mekel over here. Yeah, do you want to pass the mice over here? Definitely the category of Yain and Bota Baroiv. And Afmil again will get to the next Chaburo, is where you have your worm inside your tequila, or other things inside your whiskey, do you have a get of Shishim or not? Because again, we'll come along Laloch, we'll see the Amor, and the place will bring down maybe to be Machmer, other things like Akbar. And it will come along over here, come to be Machmer in the case of Yain Siraf, the getter of Sheikh of Chaimitz, then you have a baya with your bugs inside your whiskey, that would be the nafkamina. Under what category put under, like the Chochmas Adam or like the Masham? An eighth case over here is what they call Sham Mashkin. That means a simple question over here is it says Yayim Shemin is to be Mekel. The question Yayim Shemin is the Dafka or Lav Dafka? It says Sheikh of Chaimitz to be Machmer. The question is that Dafka or Lav Dafka? That means a large gamut in between. What's the loch of Sham Mashkin? How do you put it under what category? So the Mechaber, he goes and says, Yain v'shemen u'sham mashkim to be mekel. Mekel that way. Damor, in Teres Chatas, also goes this way, and they point out, Kivege says, Damor will be done in the case of shumah to be machmar, and not sham mashkim. Therefore, advas, the vosh, b'chodesh, then mekel on sham mashkim, leis tamav gam. Atza sheni, the tazim shach, the being done in the Yamshu Shleimo. Yamshu Shleimo said, no, sham mashkim is on the category like sheikh l'chaymit, l'bi chayshish. They will come up to be machmer. That sounds like from the Yam Shlomo to be machmer, you need a case of shishim. However, the way the Taz and the Arjuna says it over, it's under now the category of shumon. They have a shumon, we said to be mekel, at least from the Ashkenaz by Hefsim Ubo. You also can be mekel by the case of Hefsim Ubo. They have a Paiskim, I said, by the case of Sham Ashken, if you've got the Chokhmazadim, the Arjuna say, when you have your akver, we'll get that from the other buckets next time, when it falls inside your drink over here, welcome Hefsim Ubo, you can't be mekel if you don't have a case of shishim. Now the Piskachu brings down the fell inside not till not discussing drinks. What happens if fell inside something that's a tashel? The Piskachu brings down through advance, the mice have in that case over here to be makel nice to tell of God. Mice, you look up the advance inside because he's makel by Shamashkin. The Choy want to be machmer by Shamashkin, you can argue by tashel also to be machmer. And we'll lead to the last case, the case of Eichlin. Come on with the Adiyudan and says Eichlin is not brought down over here, but should be also the same question they gave to Shamashkin. Therefore, those who are machmer by Shamashkin should be machmer by Eichlin. Those who are makel by Shamashkin should be makel by Eichlin. Those are 10 cases. Again, usually akvas do not fall or scrolls do not fall inside our food. So all these 10 cases are not really in the gale. Being against Sif Gimel when other bugs fall inside these drinks and food over here. Now, the mobbing down a case, we have a situation of an akvar that fell on top of it, Shumno Esayach, but saying there's a Rosh Ovi and Shuva. There's a sugya of Safik, Sveikis, Kavish Kavushal, Chazokis, Ein Kamen Kremoy, sugya of Kavish Kavushal, get to Beshem and Simon Kofay Sef Aleph. There's a sugya of Sveikis and Chazokis, Simon Kof Yod. We'll get back to Beshem. We'll leave it over there. The Amor does end off with a concept over here, a pasuk in Malachi, of Hakrib Unol Levachsecho, something that's marked in front of a noble person. That means Kamun Gamor, and Beshem is also Machabin, or Chaim Simon Kof and Dalid. It says that if an akva falls inside your shemen, and therefore the shemen you want to use to light halakhic scenarios out of it, you're not coming to eat it. Come to use it for beis haknesses. Since it's moist to go eat it over here, therefore since it's not right for you to go eat it, you should also not light it in shul. That means you're not discussing eating it, you're discussing lighting it. If it's also for you to go, not as for you, it's moist to eat, to not use it. You might think something is moist. Oh, go use it to light. Yes, use it to light in your house, but not in the case of a shul. Come on, the Pim Godom, the Chokhmah Zodom, and the Mishmur, and Simukuf and Dalid, not daf in the case of a shul, even there is Chanukah, even there is Shabbos. That means you have Shemin in your house, they find bugs inside of it. If you will not use it for food, do not use it for Nerah Shabbos. Why? What's the reason? So that Chanukah Mitzvah, Suga Bizoy Mitzvah, The Baal Shulchan puts it under the category of deraisa b'zeh mitzvah. The Yadid says under the dindar abonon, the smach da'akro. Maisa b'zeh is a b'zeh mitzvah, that something you not use for your food, do not go use for a lokas neres chanukah, Shabbos, or Beis Knesses. Now let's say I have a case of shishim over here. Does shishim and maisa work? Look, you would now eat it when you have a case of shishim. Maybe over here also work for shishim. So Taz the maisa brings down from Beis Yisrael, B'shem Rebbeinu Yerucham, the maisa to be mekel. The mafakver, they said, point out this notion of Rebbeinu Yerucham. The maisa is the rash, but around Muki Yisrael, the maisa in case of shishim to be mekel. The Yehuda goes this way. Oh, coming to the Rebbeinu Rechai, Chumash, Bamid Beperach Ochaz, he says, at the end of the day, it's not nice, not the mocher. How can you use it? And therefore, the Isavet Aruch said at the end days, it's moist over here. Why to make it? Bichodosh, Minchas Yaakov, Al Yavo, the crazy, the Yavits, the Godin, the Goin, Chavdas, at the end of the day, it's moist. Who cares, Shishim, not Shishim? And now the Shachto is being done Isavet Aruch over here, but discussing negate to you eating it, not negate to you using to light it. Well, my son, Lumifach, I'm coming to Machmer. Malocha, Mishmur brings down this Machalik, it's from Kuftan Dalit, so does the Mogav Rom, and Mishmur is very clear. Yesh makilim, yesh machmir. Two different sides over here. Two different sides, what to go do when you have a case of shishim. That means again, the shigal last question is, at the end of the day, you using to go light it. You're not using to go eat it. The shtak is for to go say, mice is moist to you. Who cares you have a case of shishim? Be machmir. Mice the taz over here come to mekel. Again, the people, Gordon wants a taino. There is no machlekes. He wants a taino that the case when you have shishim, then it's not moist to you anymore. That's what the taz means. Bechanami, if it's moist more than shishim, even the taz agrees to aser. Finally, the Baal Shulchan wants to know why the chayim did not say the two shishim over here. But at the end of the day, the two sides over here, what's the locha negate the sugya of shishim? Now, we're saying case of moist. What is the definition of moist? Now, is it moist to others but not to me? Or vice versa, moist to me, not to others? That means things that are moist, does it seem we can have something? For me, it's not for echoed. There's a bug inside my drink. I take the bug out. I can drink the drink. I have no problem. It's my shemen. After you have no problem. Doesn't bother me. But the Moinama does bother. Who do you look at? Do you look at the day or do you look at the Almo? So let's take both cases. You could say the Lishitasai, but not Muchach. First, the case is only moist to you. Only to you. Come on the Prima Godim over here in our Chayim Simakuft and Dalad, and brings down the Ozrua that says, if it's only moist to you, the mice of the world is not moist, go light it in the Shul, no problem. Well, actually, everyone's Beseder, so Kashbarach, the Shul also Beseder. Says the people got him, no, not that way. At the end of the day, if it's moist to me, I'm not going to eat it. For me to go mechabed, a mitzvah, mechabed kosh baruch that way, well, I'm not. For me, it's moist. How can I go use it to somebody else? Meister, the words of Mishnah Berurah, Kuftan Dal, it says, in moist loy, moist to him. We go after the day. Mash Enke, the Yad Yehuda by us, says, no, the Ozerua is correct. At the end of the day, I'll look at me, I'll look at the Olam. And I'm being covered to the Beis Knesses, that Meister, look at the Olam over here. So there's one question. The other way around, let's say it's only moist to others and not to me. Come on, people go and says, others, not to me? If I would eat it, if I can go light it. So Chetzedek, Abiyashiv, Atzah Hasheni, Yad Yehuda, Lashitol says, no, if it's moist to others, not to me, I can go light it. I'm lying for others. That means the way that people go and says, you always go after you, Lekulo Lechomro. If it's moist to you, don't light it. If it's moist to others, you can't light it. The Yad Yehuda says, you always go after Lo'ilom. If it's moist to Lo'ilom, the law echa is you can not light it. Moist to you, moist you can't light it. Machlokes, it's a simple. Anyone who can argue the point, sure, Rabbi Shavuos will argue the point. What defines a get a moist when you want to light in the Beis Knesses? Maybe to make it to some practical cases over here. First, let's say a person has a neres chanukah. You have an akver inside. You take out the akver to go light it. Avader, it's incorrect. That's not a correct thing. So let's say you have something that's bitter oil. Smart. Maisa, you do not, for you to go drink it, to use it in your food, you won't go do that. Can you use it for vodka now? To go use it for Neis Chanukah? So the Kav Chaim over here, when discusses the point of Agrevuna, what the definition is, said we're not discussing the definition of taste. Either that's remorse, mitzad locho, mitzad iser, mitzad the bugs inside. If it doesn't taste well, that's not in the category of Agrevuna. Why? Because things don't taste well, it's made to go light. The Vadi is if it's bitter oil, a Vadi can use it for Chanukah. That's Aleph. The second, they discuss if so, does Shemin for Chanukah be Roy Lachilo? Some of the friends, they point out that there are those who Machmen Chanukah Roy Lachilo, but not Mitzad Asugro of a Kravuna. That being Machmen either of Yashiv and Chaim causes to the base of Mikdush, that's Roy Lachilo. Or those who say the more pure it is, the nicer it is, or other stories, The one time that's what he machmer, but it's an ausug of grevuna, doesn't mean it didn't a royal achila. But if you want, the Chorshani and the Shmuel or the Baisim say, there's no mile of royal achila. I mean, I think that's the most mevucha, it's a mile being royal achila by Chanukah. However, what they do discuss by Chanukah is not say you had shemen underneath your bed. Can you use it for Chanukah, you can use it for Shabbos. That means the Gemara of Sochum Daf Kuf Yebei is brought down in Yodei some Kufta Zayin Sefei. The Halacha is brought down that someone has food underneath the bed. Shura Alav Ruach Ra. Has a Ruach Ra. That's just a Mois, has Ruach Ra upon it. Divo Kamal Ben Ishchai in Torah Lishmol and Shuvan says, if the Shemen is Roel Achila and you will not use it because Tach Zamito, Divo says the Halacha is you cannot use it for Chanukah Neris. You cannot use it for Shabbos. Not only that, it says even the water that lifts off the Shemen in the Chanukah Neris, the Shabbos Neris also should not be Tach Zamito. Because you're using it for the mitzvah, that's a kreivuna. It's Shayla Alav Ruach Ra. It's Nichlan Asug and Aram over here. We're talking about the Chemed Shlomo, he says it's the Gomer, the Nasha Klein, Shuke Chemed, they come along time, there's Nichlan to get a kreivuna. Now, when you can the case of Ruach Ra Shayla by Itak Samito, those won't be Mekel. There's Dan Fisher, or Biashiv, Kodshani, comes to Lachel, or Nemetel. Once while they come along, what's the Lachel when food is underneath your bed, Bediyev, can you go eat it? I said, go eat it. So the Gemara says, do not put it underneath your bed. But let's say it was there, so Shalom Achalis, you can go eat it. The Goyin, the Chidol says, also to eat. Maisa Peskashu brings down the Shvat Yaakov, is a B'diyev, it's more to eat. Kirei goes away, more to eat. So once it's more to B'diyev, those want Tainel, the Cholpach, to get the Chalik there, so you can't go use it. So the Mavuch among the Malakdim, really the Gdoil, not the Malakdim, how do you look at things Tach Samito, is it Nichol Na'asugo or not Nichol Na'asugo? Is there a craving or not a craving or not? I'd rather not go do it. If it's done, it's a good child, what to go do? A similar case in our category, Yayin for Kiddush. We have the loch in Hilchot Shabbos and Simon Reish Ayin Beis. The loch is that things that are left overnight, Mugulo, again, the loch is that there's no nechosh of his manaza. And therefore, we pass on Simon Kuv Dezayin, Sef Aleph, and Bikul Wei Vishayim, Furi Vishayim, Say, there's no nechosh, and there's no bayah of things being Mugulo. However, things negate the Kiddush, and then he calls Shav Bracha, you have a chsar mitzan mugula, why? That's hakrivu no lefechasecha. It's not something you serve to a noble person. If it's a long time, there'll be an iser. If it's a short time, the Shmuel said, it depends if you have other options what to go do. Fine, that's why things should not be left open, ladak overnight, just be mugula. Things that are mugula has a problem. Like in ladak overnight, things mugula, a long time is also, a short time, it depends if you have another option. Building upon that, let's say you have a bottle of wine, and you find inside a bottle of wine a bug, a macaque, a juke. And you come along and you take it out. Are you allowed to use it for Kiddush? Is this mamash a case of an akvar inside your yayin v'shemen? You have a bayav, a krevuna. You have a case of a bug inside your yayin. You have the same problem. Mamash em sugyo. Divi makil a tshuva about it. Says it's mois, a krevuna. And therefore not even yayin to Kiddush. It's a Kiddush. Maisa come to Chushukei Chemed. He has a case of a macaque inside his a bakuk, a juke inside your wine bottle. He has a kasha. The girl of him asks a question. By the sugar of an akvar, by the case of when you have a rat, sorry, in case of an estrog, in case of an estrog, then the akvar bit it. Third parak in Sukkah. The loch is, let's say a rat bit your estrog. Can you use the estrog? So the Gemara says, cut off the part of that the akvar bit. And then the Gemara discusses, can you go use it? The Mechava says you can. The Ramah says you can't because of Bob Mikoy Chapsul. But no one answers, it's more, it's a rat bit it over here. No one came along to answer, it's an akvah over here, they bit it. What happened to the Gemara? Hakrevuna, doing a mitzvah over here. Frech the Shilti Gebarim, frech the Shilti Gebarim. Why, by the case, when it came, the Sugya of an akvah inside your Shemin, not use a case of basic Nesses, yet an akvah, when you eat it for an estric, the Mice says it should be mortar. No bayam moist over here. Come on, the Kabbas tomorrow, he wants a mechalik. When you have an akva sitting inside something, that's moist tray. It's inside, sitting there, it's absorbing it. You have a problem. Have a bite, that's not moist tray. A bite, took a bite of it, took a bite, ran away. That's not moist tray. It's not necessarily getting moist over here. The Beis Efraim brings down this Kabbas tomorrow and says, what's for the mechalik? It's not much over here. So Biyashi gives a divin. In different territories, one time it depends what we're discussing here. Negate a mitzvah, lighting a basic Knesset, cover a basic Knesset, cover a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to use something that's moist, that's not nice. But the esrog, I have to go do a mitzvah. It's not mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not me, the mitzvah. It's not me. Not Bechabed Hashem. And he said, Ne'ez Chanukah is doing the Beis HaMikdosh. The Bechabed says, Chuk Hashem, the Beis HaMikdosh has to be something Bechabed Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thing Bechabed Kodesh Baruch Hu is a bayah of a kribu now. Ma'ash Engi, something I have to go do a mitzvah, there is no problem. Says of Zobashim, what's the Afkabino? Your bug inside your wine. If you're bugging inside one, it's out of sugar kabbas tomorrow, it sits over there, it's moist today, you can't use it, how crazy you know? You have a bayam inside a pulsing over here, not yet to Kiddush. According to Miyashiv, why am I using the wine over here? For Kiddush, it's not my mitzvah, not to be chabla kosh baruch hu, it's not my mitzvah shaboy. I mean, mitzvah might be the slave shaboy, but it's something you have to go do, like an Esther you have to go do, you also have to go do over here. Then it should be mutter. The Maisa come along, it depends upon how he answers the sugar of Akva by Esther, but Akva becomes a basic answer. When they asked Israel Orbach this question, he says, he points out first of all, before Shur Kavachayim, the being down a leg chayim, when you have a bug inside your wine, the mice is mutter. That means you have different makil, says Osir, Chushemesh, depends on what cheat it is, Kavachayim mice is mutter. So I bring your ayo. It's a medrash by the case of Haman, that he went over to Achashverosh, said that Yidin are terrible. They come along and have a case where they have a zov inside the wine, they take it out of the mice and they drink it. Mashenkin, when a great touch it, yeah, and that's if they spill it out. So we see over here that people might drink it, not moist to them. Void, he brings down the Gemara in Gittin, that the going over here in Sef Gimel brings down, in the end of Gittin, that says when a person has a bug inside the wine, when they have wine with a bug inside of it, so what to go do, the Gemara has three different meters. If you suck off the juice from it, it's moist, but the shaksu, spoil the whole entire wine, that's also incorrect. What you should do is take out the bug and drink the wine over here. That's the meat is mainly of a person. So we see over here, we have a situation that the Gemara is saying, take it out and go drink it. So we see over here that the core, a bug inside your food, is not in the chalaget of a moist. The Divla says, Bezir Obach Maiso. If it's not moist, and it's not me, but let's say you personally, you're for echel by it, moist today. So you do have a bayam inside the krevuno. You do have a problem over here. That means if a person has no other wine to go use, he's for echel, don't use it. Go find another option, making the challah over here. The coin to the coin to the real coin to Hivya, by Yavah Krevuna, not my kind of mitzvah kiddush over here. So coming along with this halacha of a Krevuna is, even though it's brought down the gate of Beis Knesses, it's the gate of Neres Chanukah, Neres Shabbos, the gate the cases also of Yayin, it's also the gate to kiddush over here. You have to know when things pull inside your food over here, how you associate with it. And Pasha comes out, if you're for echel, which gets a great question. If you're not for echel, but people listening to Kiddush are for echel. So for them, is it a good wine for them? Maybe they're not for echel if you drink it. Stop playing the question over here. Just for echel if they drink it over here. It's interesting, Shiloh, how to look with moist. If I don't mind you drinking it, but let's say I mind that you drink it, are they into Kiddush? It gets about back to the question that we saw from the beginning, the Balei Shulchan's question. Let's say a person does not know about it. Again, Balei Shulchan points out, it sounds like over here the idea makes the point of Lufgam over here. So what happens over here when a person does not know about it is a nichol to get a moist if he would have known about it. It seems that place, as the Baal Shulchan points out, does not say that case of Akva does not know about the Shvach to everybody else. A person knows about the Lufgam. Sounds like it should always be even over here. If he would have known about it, it should be a case of Lufgam. If so, do you say the same thing with Chumra for a Krevuna? You say, just like you say the gate to get a moist, the gate to be eating his Lufgam, you say the same thing to get a Krevuna or not, Yeshlod, Yeshlayim. I mentioned on a Wednesday we mamshach the base, we have a Pesach Tshuva over here that brings down a mice of the green echad, and we'll get to some kimmel. It's local.